You ask me why I'm happy and we can do some effort, yeah? You ask me. Hey! energy isn't feeling well. Sister Shida is thanking the Lord for your prayer, for the saints, for their prayers during her illness. Brother Max Jr., Sister Angel are thanking the Lord for the saints praying for the exams. The results were good.
Amen.
Did we doubt that? And we want to greet Brother Sam, Sister Lillian.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take up this Bible as well as we pray. Oh, Father, bring in our petitions before the Lord once again. Thanking you, Father, that there's a hiding place. Father, there's a place that we can come and bring
Amen.
Our petitions, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for Hannah upon this night. May you touch her. May you help her, Lord, we ask. Even this Bible, Father, that you have given, Lord, I pray that you'll bless it.
Amen.
I pray that this will be a precious treasure.
Amen.
I pray, Lord, this would be, Lord, just something special
Amen.
In the life, Lord, of your son or your daughter, whoever has Bible, this would be. And Father, upon this night, we've gathered in your house to commune with you.
Yes.
Father, we so have confidence that you keep your appointments, Lord.
Amen.
And Father, you've never let us down.
Amen.
Father, you are so faithful. So wash us in your blood.
Amen.
Wash away all, Father, that would stand between us and you. And help us, Lord, each of us, to put ourselves into your hands.
Amen.
Father, to yield ourselves unto thee upon this evening. That, Father, your divine will may be done upon this night. Bless your people, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's the Bible. Welcome back to Brother Max. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you. Give his testimony on Sunday, which will be good. Let's open John chapter 6, saints. Let's just continue something we started the previous Wednesday when we started looking at angels' food. And we're speaking about the manna. So we just wanted to take it just a little bit further this evening. John chapter 6, verse 48. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking about himself. I am that bread of life.
Amen.
Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
That a man may eat thereof and not die.
Amen.
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Amen.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh,
Amen.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
Amen.
Let's also read Hebrews chapter 4. Just a real, real message scripture once again, which we know well. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Just to remind ourselves once again.
Yes.
Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful.
Amen.
And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. What I really find so powerful is when Jesus speaks about himself, Eric, my good man, nice to see you. When Jesus speaks about being the bread that comes down from heaven, it's only in the book of John. He doesn't speak this. John is the only one that records these deep things. Now, the other three Gospels, they have Jesus, the lion, the ox, the man, looking at different aspects of Christ and his ministry. But when John the eagle, the prophetic, when he now starts looking at Jesus, these are the things that he picks up. When Jesus says that he now is the living bread that comes down from heaven. So there's something really about it. There's something really about it. We spoke about it that other week about the importance of the manna in the wilderness. You know, Jesus is saying that he is the true bread, that he was the fulfillment of the manna. But just as much what the manna was to natural Israel, to their natural bodies, while they were in their exodus, is exactly the same thing to spiritual Israel, to our souls.
Yeah.
You know, so what he was to them naturally, what he did to them naturally, that's the promise to the believer for his soul, if you partake in of this manna.
Yeah.
In Deuteronomy 8 verse 4 it says, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. You know, so there was something, as we said that other Wednesday, that this manna, it had a certain something. It wasn't just natural, but it had a certain spiritual dimension to it as well.
Amen.
Because the ministration that it ministered to them, even their feet didn't swell in that journey. Even their garments didn't wax old. No, so when you find inside of your spiritual life that you're feeling, oh, it's too much, you know, I've been going on for too long and things like that. You know, there's one remedy to that.
Amen.
You know, when you're finding that the journey feels like it's too long, you know, because to them, naturally speaking, all through those 40 years, there was no impact of that journey naturally on them. You know, that journey which should have been something that wore them down very quickly, but it never wore them down. It just ministered something. So what it did to their bodies, that's speaking of our souls. And if it does it to our souls, it spills out from the soul into the spirit realm, spills out from the spirit realm into a natural man.
Amen.
And the quickening you receive inside of your soul will even quicken your mortal body.
Yes. Right.
So that's the power of this manna that we partaking of in this age. So what it did to them naturally, in Psalm 105, verse 37, he's speaking of bringing them out of Egypt. And it says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. So they came out with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And that's a serious thought. There wasn't one feeble person in that Exodus. So there's no excuse for any of us inside of our souls to be lacking.
Amen.
No, because the shadow and the type,
hallelujah,
before us, there wasn't one feeble person.
Yes, sir.
You know, dwelling in the presence of the Shekinah, led by the pillar of fire, daily eating of the manna, there wasn't one feeble person in the midst.
Amen.
It's a serious thing. In communion, the last, in 62 communion, the prophet says, he's praying, he says, may we, Lord, as we eat this, the broken body,
Amen.
Have journeying grace.
Hallelujah.
I like that. You see, in communion, eating of the manna, eating of the body word of the Son of Man, partaking of Christ in your age, you know, partaking of Him, this journeying grace.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so when you find that you don't really have the grace for the journey anymore, one thing you've got to check is your diet.
Yes. Yes.
One of the first things that a believer's going to do is, what are you putting your attention upon?
Amen.
What are you feeding yourself?
Because Amen.
God has made a provision that there'll be nobody feeble.
Hallelujah.
That there's journey in grace
yes, sir.
In this revelation of the Son of Man.
Amen.
And a believer knows that. You know, I was fellowshipping with quite a number of saints from Northern Ireland yesterday, and I was speaking about that. So, you know, like we said on that Wednesday, it was really so real to me that if you didn't partake of your manna for the day, because you got too busy in the morning doing natural things, and the manna only fell in the morning, and before the heat of the day came up, you had to go and gather your manna in the coolness of the morning.
Amen. Amen.
When the dew was still upon the ground, because the dew fell and then the manna fell on the dew. Because the Lord wouldn't allow his angel's food to go right onto the dust.
That's right.
So it was at that time, but if you took too long and got too busy in other things, just the same in your spiritual life.
Amen.
When you start the day and you put the Lord off for later on in the day, once the day begins and the heat of the day starts baking down on you, you're not going to find him the way that you could have in the beginning of the day. But there's a certain time when there's the stillness of the morning.
Amen.
When there's the stillness inside of your soul. There's not the confusion of the day. It hasn't caught up with you. You can partake of something at that time that gives you journey and grace.
Amen.
It'll give you grace for that day. If you are starting to feel feeble, it'll minister strength once again to you.
Amen.
Because that's the characteristic of God's word.
Amen.
Have a look at this Hebrews chapter 4 at when Paul is speaking about the word. So it says in verse 12, it says, for the word of God is quick.
Hallelujah.
That means it's alive.
Amen.
There's no other book like the
Amen.
Word.
Yes.
Other books you can read them, might be Christian books that have a measure of power inside of them. But the only thing that you're going to read that's alive
Amen.
Is the Bible.
Amen.
It's the revealed word. That's the only thing which you're going to find.
Right.
The Bible is a living book.
Amen.
And to a believer, you know that. You experience that inside of yourself. There's a certain something you can't explain inside of the Bible.
Amen.
That when you seek Him in the morning, when you seek Him in the quietness of things, the Bible and you have a living community.
Amen. Amen.
There's a fellowship between you and the Bible. The Bible speaks to you. The Bible quickens you. It does things to you because the Word of God is quick. It's alive. And that's what you find when you don't feel like praying. You know, many times you get to a stage that you lose power in prayer in your prayer life. Get back to the Word.
Amen.
Because the Word is alive.
Amen.
And as you feed on the Word once again, it puts life back into your prayer. And as you pray, it makes the Word come to life. So you get yourself back into the cycle of things. Because there's times where you're like Elijah, like we saw last week, you're under the juniper tree. And you need that hidden manna.
Amen.
You need that angel's food to minister to you, to quicken you once again. Back into service, back into the line of duty. But it's quite an easy thing to do. And even in divine service, look at the next thing it says. It says the Word of God is quick. And it's powerful. There's power in the Word.
Amen.
There's quickening power in the Word.
Amen.
So when you're losing heart, you're losing strength,
yes,
get power from the Word.
Amen.
That's God's provision. There's power in the Word.
Right?
If you approach the word the right way and you feed upon the Word, there's power inside of it.
Amen.
You will never be powerless as long as you're feeding on the Word. As long as you are in the right relationship with the Word, you'll never be powerless.
Amen.
You won't be. But when Satan in all of his subtlety gets us to do this and that and turn to the left hand and to the right and to focus on all number of other things that we focus on, then we wonder why we're losing the power.
Yes, sir.
Friend, if you were in that Exodus like we said and you didn't eat your food, it is going to be hard to keep pace during the day.
Wow.
As the pillar of fire was leading now the Exodus people, maybe it was your job to carry, you know, the ark on your shoulders, whatever. It was your job to do some manual work.
Yeah.
The provision of the manna would have ministered journey and grace to you.
Amen.
The strength that you needed to achieve the purpose that God designed you to achieve that day. But if you didn't partake of the manna, it was difficult for you. You would start to lag behind.
Right.
And if you didn't eat it the second time, it was very hard to keep pace as God was leading his people.
Amen.
And you see that in the lives of people. You see some people, they start so well. You know, we were speaking to Brother Greg about it yesterday. And Brother Greg said something very good. He says, you'll find believers that have been, you know, believers for quite some time. And, you know, they speak about it's good when you're a young believer, you have that zeal and so forth. He said, I don't ever want to lose the zeal.
Amen.
Why can't you be an old believer and have the zeal? Why does it have to be a young believer and have the zeal? That doesn't make sense.
Amen.
The Bible says the eagle can renew its youth.
Amen.
You can renew your youth. You can run like an eagle. That's what the scripture promises to us. So there's really something powerful about God's word. It's quick, it's alive, it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls. So the word can get to a place inside of you that nothing else can get to.
Amen.
It can divide between the soul and the spirit.
Yeah.
So what is just your emotion, yeah? What is just being done in that realm, the word will come and divide that.
Yeah.
And show you what's really being done in your soul and what's just being done in your spirit realm.
Amen.
There's nothing else but the word that can minister us in that kind of a way.
Amen.
And that's why the word being a living word, we can have a fellowship with the word that you can have with nothing else.
Yes.
Because the word is God.
Amen.
And God has veiled himself beyond the words on the page.
Amen.
And if you can break beyond the veil, you can fellowship with him himself.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The bread that came down from heaven, the bread of life himself. It's pure food. This is really, really pure food. But this food, why it's foolishness to so many people, is this manna is only food for the second birth.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's not food for someone who's only got the first
birth.
Those who are in the mixed multitude, they said, our souls loathe this light bread. Now we think of the garlic and we think of the cucumbers of Egypt. No, because they were only born once, but those who received another spirit, like Joshua and Caleb, to them it was more than sufficient.
Amen.
That's all that they desired.
Right? Amen.
No, that satisfied them, because if you're born, how are you born again? You're born by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. When you're born, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ that brings you the new birth.
Right.
So the only thing that can sustain a soul that's been born from that is continual communion with that.
Amen.
That's the only thing that will satisfy a soul that's been born again. There's nothing else can satisfy the souls of
you.
But this manna that comes out.
Yes, sir.
There's nothing else that can satisfy a believer.
Right.
To a believer, you found your satisfying portion. Now, when you find the message of the hour, which is the revealed word, it's your satisfying portion.
Amen. Amen.
But to a lot of people, it's like they can't stand it. They just can't digest it.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing for them. The prophet speaks of the eagle in the chicken yard.
Amen.
And that was a very good example. Amen. Because the little eagle was trying to eat the chicken soup, but it couldn't eat that kind of a food.
That's right.
It couldn't digest it. But there was a certain something the eagle was created. Was predestined to eat. Even in his physical makeup, there's a certain way that God made an eagle.
Amen.
And he made food to suit the eagle. Yes. And it's exactly the same thing we saw last week when the prophet says, for a lot of denominational people, the message is too rich. That gives an indigestion. It's too strong.
Yeah.
It's like John, when he brings it, John chapter 6, it was too strong for all those people. When Jesus started speaking about being the living bread, if you don't eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, it says, this is a hard saying.
Yes.
And then no more walk with him. John 6, verse 66.
That's
the easy one to remember. John 6, 66. They walked with him no more.
Amen.
And friends, there's something that about you, a believer, you can't get enough of it.
Amen.
You know, that's the atmosphere. That's the very material that you are born again through. The Bible says we are born of incorruptible seed.
Amen. Amen.
That's how you were born again. There was the revelation, present tense revelation of Jesus Christ to your soul. Now that you are born again,
amen.
Nothing else is going to satisfy.
Amen.
Right.
You appreciate hearing about the peoples of the past, but the only thing that satisfies you is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday,
today.
And that's the thing that your soul is thirsting for, is that living bread that came down from heaven. And anybody who partakes of this living bread, you'll never die.
Right?
That's what Jesus said. He who partakes of this bread shall never die. Why? Because you're eating of the tree of life.
Amen.
The bread of life is the fruit of the tree of life.
Right.
And the tree of life is back again in our age.
Yes.
We know that. Because when Jesus, who was the tree of life, made flesh, the tree of life was made flesh in Jesus. But what were the fruits of the tree of life? As soon as he came, what was the first thing that he did? He says, you're an Israelite in whom there's no God.
Amen.
And straight away people recognize, but yay. There's something different about this.
Yes.
This is a manifestation of the tree of life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. And then he said, when did you know me? He says, when you were the other side.
Hallelujah.
Praying. I saw you.
Amen.
And then he comes to the woman at the well and he says, it's true. No, you don't have a husband. You had five, and the one you're living with is not your husband.
Amen.
Something inside of her, that revelation of Jesus Christ, caught a hold.
Yes.
And she said, we know when the Messiah comes, he'll tell us this.
Amen. Amen.
Who is the Messiah? He's the tree of life made flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus never attended a funeral service.
Right.
Because he was the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
Where if he had gone, the will of man, he had gone to
Hallelujah.
People would rise from the dead.
Amen.
That's why the tree of life comes back and you partake deeply enough of the tree of life, you won't die.
Yes,
Amen.
And that's the promise of our age. You won't die. That's why the tree of life lets you come back. And if we eat of this bread of life, if that's what you ordained to, friends, Paul says some of us shall not see death.
Amen.
But the only way that can happen is by partaking of the tree of life.
Amen.
Because as long as Adam was partaking of the tree of life, he would never have died.
Amen.
And Satan knew the way to bring death in was to separate him from the tree of life and get him to eat from the tree of knowledge.
Amen.
And all these other things we partake of, we have to in a measure. All of the social media, the internet, all these things, but it's all the tree of knowledge.
Yes,
amen.
It cannot satisfy the soul of a believer. We have to partake of those things to get by in this life.
Amen.
But friends, we should eat of that tree to the minimum that we have to.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because there's nothing nourishing in those things.
Amen.
There's no life in those things.
Amen.
Absolutely no eternal life in those. And your soul is never satisfied once in
part of
those things. Like you go and put on the news and you watch the news. How do you feel afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
You've got indigestion in your soul.
Yes, sir.
It didn't go down well. Mm-hmm. Then you need to do it to keep up to date, but you've got to get yourself in the message of now.
Yeah.
How do you feel after that? You sure don't have indigestion if you're a believer.
Right.
There's a quickening power.
Amen.
You've had a real communion with Jesus Christ Himself, the same message forever. And though when you got down on your knees, you prayed, you get yourself in the Word, you felt like giving up. How do you feel at the end of that?
Amen.
You have journeying grace once
again. Amen.
There's grace, there's strength, there's power, there's life, there's all those things which are the attributes of this living bread that comes down from heaven. But it's only applicable to those who are born again.
Amen.
Because unless you're born again, you cannot understand the things of the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
But once something's broken into your veil, within the veil, some life has come in there. Our friend, you want to always be breaking through the veil.
Amen.
To go and partake of that hidden manna that's beyond the veil. Lord, you get yourself to that secret place where there's the Shekinah dwelling above the manna. The omer of manna. That manna that's always fresh. Because it was eaten in His presence. And friends, that's a message believer.
Amen.
That's why a message believer renews their youth over and over again.
Amen.
That's why it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter the fights you go through. It doesn't matter the disappointments you go through. It doesn't matter all the devil throws against you.
Yes, sir.
God has a secret weapon.
Amen. Amen.
It's living bread.
Amen.
That comes down from heaven because you are what you eat.
That's right.
And a believer is only as strong as the word in him.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will. No, it's a real powerful place to be.
Amen.
But that's why the devil fights us so much in that. He doesn't want us to go deeper. He doesn't want us to go further. He wants to distract. He wants to attract us by this all these shiny things from the tree of knowledge. Yet here's the tree of life available to us. Here's the cherubim, the anointing, ushering us back to the tree of life.
Amen.
Because that was the commission of the cherub, the eagle cherub, was to guard the way of the tree of life.
Amen.
You know, so that now the veil's been opened, we can come right back into His presence in that kind of a way. And that's why the new birth, the revelation of Jesus Christ, it brings new life.
Amen.
Every time there's divine revelation to the soul, it imparts life.
Amen.
Every single time you're partaking of life.
Exactly.
You're partaking of the tree of life.
Amen.
Yeah, that's just the word of God is alive. It's quick. It's alive.
Amen.
When you partake of the word in a spiritual sense, you have spiritual communion with the word.
Amen.
Every single time you partake of eternal life.
Yes.
Quickening power.
Amen.
It does something to you. You can never be the same.
Yes.
You can never be the same again. And the devil knows this principle.
Hallelujah.
That's why Matthew chapter 4, when he came to Jesus, what did he try to do?
Yeah.
He said, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread.
Mm.
What was he trying to do? He was trying to get Jesus to focus on the natural.
Yes, sir.
Because the outward man needs bread.
Yes,
natural
sir.
Bread.
Amen.
Trying to say, use your gift, use your talents and abilities. Turn these stones into bread.
Oh, my.
And how did Jesus answer him? Man shall not live by bread alone,
Amen.
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, there's something far more important I need to use my gift for.
Amen.
Something far more important I need to use this anointing that's upon me
Amen.
For. And it's every word that proceeds out of his mouth.
Amen.
Because this is how a man truly lives.
Amen.
The natural man lives on the natural bread, but the spiritual man lives on the spiritual bread.
Amen.
The prophet actually says it in harvest time. He says, Satan tried the same tactic on Jesus. If you remember, we looked at this before. He tried to make him eat something besides the promised bread word.
Hey.
You know what he's trying to do there, friends? Even he has to bring people right in the message. And they'll be anointed, and then they start to produce things that's not the promised bread word.
Amen.
They start to use their gifts, start to use the anointing which they've got, and they start making another kind of a bread. You'll never deceive the elect. Because the soul of the elect will never be satisfied with anything except for spoken word bread. That's the only bread you're going to be satisfied with. You may confuse people for a while, But the soul of a believer soon gets back in line.
Amen.
It tries to eat some of that bread that's not spoken word bread. And after a while it says, mm-mm. It feels just as out of place as the chicken and the eagle and the chicken.
Amen.
It tried to eat that food, but it said, mm-mm. Then it hears the voice once again.
Amen.
And it realizes that I'm not ordained to this kind of a thing. And that's why Jesus says you cannot deceive the elect.
Amen.
Because the soul of a son or daughter of God cannot digest anything that's not the word.
Amen.
You can't. Your mind might accept it. Your emotions might accept it. But your soul will never accept it. Because your soul wasn't born in that realm.
Amen.
Wasn't born of that substance. Your soul was born of the pure revelation of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
It brings a new birth. So the only thing that's going to sustain that soul is the same thing.
Right.
And Satan's going to try to get us to get ourselves in all these other things. That's why feelings and emotions and dreams and all those things are good.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't satisfy the soul.
Amen.
They don't satisfy the soul.
Amen.
They have their place, but you can't focus on those things.
Amen.
You can't major on those things.
That's right.
What you've got to major on is every word that proceeds from
you. Hallelujah.
And God speaks to each age.
Amen.
There's a specific something He sent to this generation. There's a specific something we needed to hear. And that's why God speaks. And that's the living bread that comes down from
heaven.
That's the one that really does something for us. So we've got to be careful. Paul says in the scripture, he speaks of it twice in the Bible, in Romans and in Colossians, and he tells us that we need to mortify the deeds of the flesh.
Yes.
Put to death the deeds.
Amen.
So there's certain desires in the outward man. There's certain desires that you don't need to feed those things. You don't need to energize those things. You need to put those things to death.
Amen.
And many times we're getting on the internet, we're spending a lot of time around the tree of knowledge, and we're working exactly contrary to the word.
Amen.
Right. Instead of feeding the inner man, we're feeding the outer man.
Yes.
And then we wonder why we start getting enslaved now by our desires, by our weaknesses, by the flesh.
Amen.
It's because you're not mortifying the deeds of the flesh.
Amen.
Stay away from anything that
Amen.
Feeds the flesh.
Amen.
Don't partake of anything. Don't have communion with something that energizes the natural mind. But spend as much time as you can energizing the inner man.
Amen.
And that's where you need to be partaking of the bread that comes down from heaven. Because that's the angel's food. That's the food that feeds the soul of a believer.
Amen.
That's what gives you journeying grace.
Hallelujah.
That's what quickens you and empowers
you. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
That's what just moves you through the temptation when you think you couldn't take it anymore. And then He speaks something to your soul and He does something for you.
Amen.
The power of deliverance is inside of there. Yeah. You should really ask yourself, and you all need to do it, because it's easy to get caught up in vanity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We should always ask ourselves, you know, you're getting yourself involved in something, reading something, looking at something, ask yourself, is this going to minister grace to my soul?
Amen.
Is this going to really minister Christ?
Yeah.
Is Christ going to minister to my soul through
Amen.
This? And if you're honest with yourself, friend, there's so much time
That's right.
yes,
in
sir.
A day and a week that we spend when absolutely does nothing for your soul.
Yes.
Nothing for your soul.
Yes. I believe
sometimes
it.
It's just accumulating knowledge.
Yes.
Sometimes we're just winding up time.
Yes.
And a lot of the time we're just feeding the flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
We're just feeding the outward man. And then we wonder why we're not victorious the way that we used to be in the days of our youth.
Amen.
Because in the days of our youth, we walked circumspectly.
Amen. Amen.
In the days of our youth, we realized the value of what we had received.
Right.
We spent maximum time in communion and fellowship with He, the Word Himself.
Amen.
And He fed us and He was real.
Right.
That's why we had the zeal.
Amen.
Yeah, because from the abundance of the heart, your mouth's going to speak.
Right.
Amen.
Just depends on what's inside of your heart.
Mm.
You know, so this manna, you had to seek for the manna early.
Amen.
You had to really get it early.
Amen.
Yeah, and look, in Psalm 63, I like David, the way he speaks of this himself. David was a man after God's own heart.
Mm.
Yeah, and he says in Psalm 63, verse 1, it says, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
Mm. Yeah.
We all go through the wilderness.
Yes, sir.
But it just depends on what we do in the wilderness. If you feed your flesh in the wilderness, you'll perish.
Yes, sir.
You'll already cripple yourself.
Yes.
But if you mortify the deeds of the flesh in the wilderness and feed your soul, this journeying grace.
Amen.
There's all that you need to make it through the wilderness. There's nothing in the wilderness that a believer has to fear. There's nothing. As long as you're going God's provided way.
Right.
You know, David was a man of God, so he was in the wilderness. And he says in verse 1, Psalm 63, he says, "Oh God, thou art my God."
Hallelujah.
Early will I seek.
Amen.
He knew this principle.
Amen.
And sometimes it's not just early in the morning.
No.
But it's early in your trial.
Yes.
Or early in your decision-making process.
Amen.
Seek him early.
Amen.
Don't go far down the way.
Hallelujah.
Then you complicate it, then you're trying to get the Lord involved in what you're doing.
Amen.
It's better seek him early.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Seek to partake of this living bread early.
Amen.
Because inside of there, he's the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
He's the wisdom. He's the knowledge.
Amen.
He's the one who knows the end from the beginning.
Yes. Right.
So David had a real revelation of that early will I seek. And early also speaks of being eager. It speaks of a zeal. I'm going to seek the Lord early.
Yes. Hallelujah.
When others are asleep, you're getting up early.
Amen.
When others are enjoying the comfort of their bed,
yes,
you out of your bed because
Amen.
You know the value
Amen.
Of feeding your soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Early will I seek thee. That's because of the manna. You had to get up early, else you didn't get your manna.
Yes, sir.
But once the sun came up, it melted and it said it melted and disappeared. Early will I seek thee. Why? Because my soul thirsteth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our friends, thirst is something. The prophet preached on thirst so many times.
Yes. Right.
You can't reason with thirst.
No.
Yes.
You can't.
Yes.
Thirst makes a demand.
Yes.
Amen.
And it doesn't compromise.
Yes.
Amen.
And there's only one way to deal with thirst, and that's to satisfy.
Amen.
Amen.
And when your soul is thirsty, there's only one thing to do.
Yes.
Satisfy
Hallelujah.
It.
Amen.
Go to the living bread.
Yes.
Go to the smitten rock. Go and get a fresh drink.
Yes.
Go and partake once again of the heavenly manna.
Yes.
And satisfy the hunger and satisfy the thirst.
Amen.
That sometimes it's the last thing that you do.
Mm.
That's why he preaches thirst.
Mm.
And he says we're trying to quench our thirst and all these other things.
Mm.
But your soul was not made to be quenched by those things.
Amen.
You try to still the voice, you try to do all these other things, but there's only one thing that quenches that thirst, and that's Christ himself.
Hallelujah.
That's that spiritual communion with him once again.
Amen.
For him to speak personally to your soul.
Amen.
For him to speak to your situation where you are.
Amen.
Nothing else will satisfy, friends. Why bother trying? But we will. We'll try everything else. And then he's the last reason.
My.
And then when you use him as last, we find out, well, I should have done this at the beginning.
Yes,
Amen.
I should have sought him early.
Amen.
I should have waited until things got this bad. Then put him in the process. No, friends. Seek him early.
Amen.
He says, my soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Why? Verse 2. To see thy power and thy glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The soul is not satisfied with intellectualism.
No.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. The soul's not satisfied sharing what somebody else saw.
Yes.
David wants to see
him.
Amen.
He wants to see him again because he's seen him before.
Yes.
Right.
It says to see your power and
your
glory.
Amen.
That's the only thing that satisfies the soul of God.
Amen.
Because it was his power and his glory that visited your soul and changed you from death to life. So once you've had that experience and you go through those milestones inside of your life, those experiences on those sacred sands, there's only one thing it'll satisfy.
Amen.
There's nothing as addictive as the presence of God.
Yes,
amen.
There's nothing as addictive
amen.
As the revelation of the Word.
Wonderful.
Genuine spiritual revelation.
Hallelujah.
Once you've tasted of it, nothing else in this world will satisfy you.
Amen.
Nothing else
amen.
Satisfies you.
Amen.
People will think there's something wrong with you, but all you want to do is be in His presence.
Amen.
Amen.
If you could be all the time in His presence, you would have nothing. But that's how it is with a believer. And that's how you can tell someone is born again.
Amen.
Like we said on Sunday, you don't have to, or last week, you don't have to force someone who's born again to read the Bible.
No.
Amen. That's right.
You don't have to force someone who's born again to listen to the message.
No.
Your soul is crying out for it.
Yeah.
Your soul is not satisfied. It's making an insistent demand upon you. That's what the verse is. It's not satisfied. It's saying, please, I want satisfaction.
Amen.
These things you're doing are not satisfying.
Amen.
These studies of yours, they're missing, but they're not satisfying.
Amen.
This conversation on Facebook with all these old friends, it's not satisfying.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm looking for satisfaction.
Amen.
Oh, friend, it looks for satisfaction. And there's only one place that you'll find the satisfaction.
Amen.
It's the same place you found the satisfaction before.
Amen.
The same place you found satisfaction in the beginning of the Christian walk. There's no other place to find the satisfaction. He says, to see thy power and thy glory.
Amen.
So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary.
Amen.
One thing about David.
Amen.
He loved going to church.
Amen.
He didn't have to force David to go to church.
Amen.
It's not like many people when they're out there in the wilderness holiday, they don't want to be in church.
Amen.
David is out there, he's longing to be in the sanctuary.
Amen.
Because he's remembering all the times in the centuries he's experienced the power and the glory.
Right.
When the eagles have gathered together, he's partaken of the body word.
Yes.
There's something being broken to his soul. The bread of life has been broken to him time and time again.
Amen.
Our friend, you don't have to force a believer to go to church.
Yes.
Let a believer not go to church for 1 week and your soul starts speaking to
you. Amen.
Doesn't matter how old you are as a believer.
Amen.
Miss church for 1 week and you start feeling it inside of your soul.
Amen.
Because it's not good for man to be alone.
Hallelujah.
I never intended to be like that. We're part of a body. We're part of a family. That's what our soul longs to be like, David.
Amen.
To see him in the sanctuary.
Amen.
Our friend, to get back to church. He says, verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life.
Amen.
My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live.
Amen.
I will lift up my hands in thy name.
Like hallelujah.
Says, I lift my hands, Lord. 40% of people in the church lift their hands and you wonder, but hey. But the song says, you sang it from your lips. I lift my hands. And you
amen.
Your hands. What are you thinking about? You're not in the spirit of what you see.
Amen.
You just wonder. But David's in the wilderness.
Amen.
And even when he's remembering the time and the sanctuary, he's remembering the power and the glory. He's thirsting for a fresh visitation. He says, I lift my hands up to you.
Amen.
I'll bless thee, O Lord. He gave the sacrifice of praise. Verse 5, this is what he wanted. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness.
Amen.
And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
Hallelujah.
When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watch.
Amen.
That's why he was a man after God's own heart. He was a very serious man. Now, David many times had benefited. You find David, the moment he gets into the wilderness, he gets in trouble with Saul. What's the first thing he does? He goes to find the prophet. He goes to find Samuel. He wants to seek an understanding of what he's going through.
Amen.
Our friend, because the beginning of his walk was when Samuel came and anointed him.
Amen.
That was the beginning. He knew this prophet. He knew what happened. He knew when that prophet came and anointed me, the Spirit came upon me. And something started to move inside of my life. And then there was a lion and a bear and killing Goliath and all those kind of things. So when things start going wrong, David wants to go back to that place.
Amen.
Once again.
Amen.
He wants to go and seek for that understanding. But one thing that David did, as soon as he was chased by Saul, he went to the sanctuary. Very good.
Amen.
Where did he go? He went to the priest at Nob.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He went to the tabernacle.
The sword and,
and when he went there with that confusion, that misunderstanding, not knowing what to do, what did the priest minister to him? They gave him the showbread.
Yes, sir.
What was the showbread? It was the bread that dwelt in the presence.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the bread of his presence. It was those 12 loaves. And David, in the midst of his trial, He eats of the showbread. Amen. Our friends, it does something for you.
Amen.
When you eat the bread of his presence,
amen.
When you find that word in season,
amen.
That's something that is anointing in your life at that time, and you partake of that.
Mm.
It's like David eating of the showbread.
Amen.
He wasn't supposed to do it. It was only for the priests. The priests were supposed to eat the showbread in the holy place. That was the place, right in the presence of the Lord. Because what made the bread into Shekinah bread, the bread of his presence, was the atmosphere in which you were eating.
Yes.
And David went to that place and he ate of that bread. And then, like Brother George said, he was given Goliath's sword.
Amen.
And equipped him. You can never go to the sanctuary seeking something.
Yes, yes.
No matter what you're going through inside of your life,
Amen.
That God won't minister bread to you,
Amen.
Give you the equipment that you need to overcome
Amen.
The battle. He'll always minister what you need.
Thank you,
if you approach it the right way,
Amen.
If your heart is hungry, if your soul is thirsty,
Amen.
If you're obeying your thirst,
and
listening to what that thirst
yes,
is, and you're obeying that thirst,
yes, sir.
Take that thirst into the right place. He's going to minister to us, sure.
Amen.
How can he not minister to you? But you've got to seek him early.
Hallelujah.
There's got to be an earnestness.
Yes, sir.
There's got to be an eagerness.
Amen.
There's got to be something like David. If I don't find him, I'm going to perish.
Yes, sir.
You know, his loving kindness is better than life.
Hallelujah.
It's more important when Satan's offering you natural bread.
Wow.
But your soul is thirsting for something.
Wow.
I want that natural bread.
Amen.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
I need the word that comes
Amen.
From the Lord.
Amen.
That's what I'm needing at this time inside of my life. That's how I'm going to live, is when I hear from him
Amen.
Once
again.
Amen.
When I eat of the bread of his presence
Amen.
Once again, the bread of his face.
Amen.
Oh, friend. And that's why Jesus said in John 6, he says, as the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father.
Amen.
So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me.
Amen. Amen.
And the soul of a believer only lives by him.
Yes.
Amen.
There's nothing else that keeps your spiritual life alive.
Right.
You have good fellowship one with another. You can have a lot of different things. Do well in your studies, which is good. God's blessed you on that. You can do well in this life. But there's only one thing that truly satisfies. There's only one thing you can truly live
Amen.
By.
Amen.
And he says, he that eateth me,
Amen.
Even he shall live by me.
Amen.
So our friends, we need to keep partaking of him.
Amen.
The Bible speaks of itself as a storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? The prophet had the vision of the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Store up the food.
Amen.
But what is the value of a storehouse? A storehouse isn't there to argue over, friends.
No.
Or to reason about.
Amen.
There's only one purpose of a storehouse, yeah?
Amen.
That's to provide nourishment.
Amen.
To provide sustenance.
Amen.
And the word of God's not for us to argue about and debate about. It's nourishment. It's food to your soul.
Amen.
It's not just to accumulate knowledge. No, that's not why you have a storehouse. What a storehouse is for is for nourishment.
Amen.
It's to provide food. And once the message stops being food to us, that's when you have a lot of problems.
Amen.
It's got to be food. It's got to be something you feed upon.
Amen.
It's got to be something that's ministering to that desire inside of you.
Amen.
That we can rise out of that spiritual level and we can start partaking of it on another level.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. And then we can start jousting with quotes like happens in the message and all that. That's not what a storehouse is set up for.
Amen.
A storehouse isn't a schoolhouse.
Yeah.
It's not for education purposes. It's to feed people.
Amen.
It's to nourish people so they're equipped, so they're strong enough to have journey in grace.
Amen.
To make it through to the end of the journey. That's the very purpose of why he sets up a storehouse. What is sustenance? Sustenance, spiritually, it's quickening power.
Yes. Mm.
That's what the word is.
Amen.
It's something that sustains you. It quickens you. Sustenance empowers you.
Amen.
There's a power in the word of God.
Yeah.
To put new power in you when you start it. Even
yes.
the young men
yes.
shall
yes.
grow faint and utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew
yes.
their strength.
Amen.
There's an empowering that takes place once again. And friends, if we would gather in his house with that desire every time. Tonight, if we pray for our service on Sunday, we pray for the services coming up ahead. And we come with that genuine desire like David had to say, when I go to your house, God, I want to experience the power and the glory. I don't want to have knowledge. I don't want ministry in any other realm. But I'm needing something inside of my soul. I'm going to a storehouse. Because the message is the storehouse. I'm going to the storehouse to get sustenance. To get nourishment. To get my soul fed. On this manna that comes from above. I've never become anything else since. That's why we gather together. We gather to Jesus has a table spread. Where the sins of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Amen. That's the purpose that we gather for. So that now, once we've partaken of the food, like when they gather the manna each day, it would empower them to do what God had ordained for them to do that day. It gave them the strength to serve, some in the army, to defend, mothers to look after their children, whatever the different tasks and challenges were that they faced up to on a daily basis, that manna gave them the empowerment that they needed.
Amen.
Gave them the strength that they needed.
Hallelujah.
And friend, God's word will never return to you without achieving its purpose.
Amen.
He sends the word for a purpose.
Yes.
That word visits your soul for a purpose. It will quicken you to achieve a certain purpose.
Amen.
And whatever it is he's called you to do, he'll empower you to do it.
Amen.
But you just keep sitting at his table.
Yes.
And you keep dining. What was the very final commission of the bride?
Amen. Amen.
John.
Amen.
Eat the book.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I saw a little book open in the hand of him. Yeah. The mighty angel.
Amen.
Revelation 10.
Amen.
And then John was told, eat the book.
Yes.
Amen.
Because thou must prophesy again.
Amen.
Amen.
To many nations, many tongues, many kingdoms, many peoples. That's our commission, friends.
Amen.
And what is the equipment we need? Eat the book.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a storehouse. What equipment are we going to need? What new kind of thing are we going to need to get the job? You don't need anything new.
Amen.
Get back to the storehouse.
Amen. Amen.
John, eat the book. It'll be sweet in your mouth and bitter in your belly. And I went and I took the book out of the angel. Yeah? And I ate the book. It was sweet in my mouth, bitter in my belly. Then he says, thou must prophesy again.
Amen.
Our friend, if you want to be a witness,
Amen.
Eat the book.
Yes. Amen.
That's a qualification to be a witness.
Yeah.
Get that quickening, get that empowering, get that nourishment.
Amen.
Get that present tense something that he's going to minister to you. So out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth might speak.
Amen.
But there's no other way of doing it.
I'll
just finish off with a quote from Anointed Ones again when the prophet speaks about it. And he says, he goes, the previous quote he's speaking about, he's worried that people will start thinking he's speaking about himself. He says, it isn't me. It wasn't the seventh angel. Oh no. It was the manifestation of the Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking about the message.
Amen.
He said, this isn't me.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a man. He says, this is the manifestation of the Son of Man.
Amen.
This is the living bread himself that comes down from heaven.
Amen.
This is the tree of life himself. This isn't me. He can just work through me. He works through his people.
Amen.
He said, it wasn't the angel, his message. It was the mystery that God unfolded.
Amen.
It's not a man. It's God.
Amen.
The angel was not the Son of Man. He was the messenger from the Son of Man, the seventh angel.
Amen.
The Son of Man is Christ.
Yes.
He is the one that you're feeding on.
Amen.
You're not feeding on a man.
Amen.
A man, his words will fail.
Amen.
But you're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
Our friend, and you'll never separate a believer from the message.
Amen.
Because once you've partaken of that, nothing else satisfies.
Amen.
All these other people who jump up and down and say they got something better, and you listen to them for a while, it doesn't satisfy.
Amen.
But this broken gram in seventh grade education, below the surface, the revelation behind there, it's living bread.
Amen.
It's angel's food.
That's
right.
It's the bread of his presence for the angel. Yeah? It's something that sustains you. It's something that gives the bride journeying grace.
Amen.
Right to the end of
the day. Amen.
And there's nothing else that you need.
That's right.
Friend, His word is perfect.
Amen.
It's powerful, it's quick, it's alive. And then God, in every season, He anoints certain portions of His word.
Amen.
He comes down and anoints those portions of the word that is going to fulfill in that age. And that is the hidden manna.
Amen.
That is what you want to be feeding upon as much as possible.
Amen.
And God will do the rest here.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's keep seeking Him.
Amen.
Let's pray for the meetings coming up ahead, like we did last week at the service. Let's pray for the ministers that all will send. It was really powerful. I said to Brother Woolman that we prayed on Friday already. On Saturday, I had people contacting me.
Mm.
Wanted to go. Brother Barry Coffey said he contacted me on Saturday. He said, oh, bro, I'd like to come again. I said, can't you come and do maybe some family meetings or something? He said, tell me, bro. He says, tell me June, July, whenever you want. Then Brother Alex Ukeni, he contacted me as well.
Amen.
I hooked him last
week.
Wow. He wants to come in the next couple of weeks. So let's keep praying.
Amen. Amen.
That God will keep sending people who will be breaking the bread of life to us from the storehouse.
Amen.
To minister to the needs that we have. Mm. To minister to the situations that we have. That we may fulfill His purpose in this day.
Amen.
Let's all call the musicians. Let's have a short time of worship. So let's come before the Lord. Let's really appreciate the Lord, friends.
Amen.
This many times, a lot of things can take place. You can focus on those things and you don't really worship the Lord.
Amen.
You don't thank Him for what He's done. No, for that. Great number of things that He does for you inside of your life. And the Lord is so faithful, He's so true, He's so good. Let's thank Him for victories past. Let's thank Him for all the things He's done in the past. And let's thank Him that those are just a foretaste of things to come. Let's really appreciate the Lord as we pray. Let's sing that one, come and die. The Master said, come and die.
All the saints in He knows my name.
God lays upon your heart, let's come to the mercy seat. Let's all pray.
For us, for our lives. What will give us strength to go, oh Lord?
Amen.
Like our pastor says, oh Lord, help us just to divide things, oh Lord, to feed our souls with something what will satisfy. Oh Lord. Like that man says, when he was asked, how are you doing? He says, depends which dog I feel. Oh Lord, oh Lord, there is truth, oh Lord. There is so much truth, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord.
Amen.
Like when I was watching that movie about that man, he went in future. He couldn't understand people just singing like songs. Sings songs which glorified you, oh Lord. Help us. That like Brother Andrew says, when we sing, we lift our hands.
Amen.
That we lift our hands.
Amen.
That we are fully there, oh Lord.
Amen.
That we will be not by our bodies here, but by our thoughts somewhere else.
Amen.
Oh Lord, maybe by somewhere with our business or whatever. Help us to pay undivided attention, oh Lord.
Amen.
And you speak to us, oh Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we come here, oh Lord, but we see people, we see Brother Andrew, we see Brother Maxwell, we see Brother Gregor, Brother George, or something like that. But Lord, we want to ask you, help us, give us spiritual understanding, that we can see Christ, O Lord. That we can see that when we come, that we seek your face, O Lord. That we seek like that woman, when she came to that well, O Lord, she just heard something from you. You talking to her, O Lord, help us. That we can break into that realm.
Hey,
that we can hear your voice, O Lord. That you speak to us, O Lord, because you speaking to us even through daily basis, O Lord. Always. But help us to see your voice, O Lord. Help us to see your hand, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to say glory to you, O Lord. Because you save us. You keep us, O Lord. You sustain us in our lives. O Lord, we are so thankful for that. That you care for our families. That you keep, provide daily bread for our table, Lord. Oh Lord, but you want to provide daily bread for our souls also, Lord. Help us to pay more attention for that. Oh Lord, forgive us when we don't do those things, when we neglect those things, oh Lord. You are coming, just knocking on our hearts. Oh Lord, help us that we open door, oh Lord. In every room, oh Lord. In every room, oh Lord. Oh Lord, at the end of this service, oh Lord, help us. Like David says, you spoke once, but I heard twice, oh Lord. Oh Lord, just remind us. When we leave this room, oh Lord, you speak to us. Amen. With something sweet that we will just have desire, oh Lord, come back and listen, oh Lord. Feed on your word, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we are so thankful. When we are confused, oh Lord, in a very simple way, oh Lord, you can give us answer. Thank you for prophet. Thank you, oh Lord, for revealed word on this day. Thank you, O Lord. Help us to feed more. O Lord, we just commit our ways into your hands even this time, O Lord. May that shower of blessing come and feed our souls even this time, O Lord. We ask, amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Teach me, Lord.